From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. At one time, most of Venezuela's powerful private television stations were lined up against President Hugo Chavez's government. They were part of a determined opposition. Now, Chavez, who is stronger than ever, is taking more and more control of the airwaves. And that's a big deal, as Chavez promotes a new constitution that could keep him in power for years to come. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas.
In the last 5 years, President Chavez has bit by bit amplified his voice, increasingly influencing what gets aired. The government has founded 3 television stations and invested heavily in the traditional state station. It's also helped start 200 community radio stations. And critics say it's cowed 2 once vociferous opponents, both of them private television channels. A third station, RCTV, target of pro-government protesters, has been silenced. In May, the station finally lost its license to broadcast on the public airwaves. The government had accused it of participating in a failed coup in 2002. That's led to widespread concern about press freedoms in Venezuela. Manuel Rosales is an opposition leader. He says the government's influence over the airwaves means opponents of an upcoming constitutional reform will have a hard time getting their message out.
It minimizes us. It puts us in a situation of near silence in the face of government abuses. We don't have channels so we can provide our thinking, give our complaints.
That's not quite true. There's still Globovisión, a 24-hour, stridently anti-government news channel, and also some of the country's biggest papers. And then there's the latest television station in Venezuela. Welcome to Channel I, a bustling operation with a staff of 200. Channel I pledges to present news impartially, hardly unusual, except here in Venezuela, where the news media has been fiercely partisan since Chavez won office in 1998. Channel I is owned by a businessman close to the president, Wilmer Ruperti. When the opposition launched an oil strike in 2002, nearly shuttering production, Ruperti came to the government's rescue. Using his 7 oil tankers, he busted the strike, taking oil out, bringing gasoline in. Ruperti says he's in the news business for a reason, and that reason is Venezuela.
Everybody knows that we have problems, and we have to understand what problems are. There are a lot of good things happening in Venezuela that has to be shown.
Ruperti says he's hired journalists from across the political map, and he says there's no pressure on them to twist the news. Rosales, the opposition leader, scoffs at such claims.
If you're an entrepreneur who has all his business with the government, are you going to talk bad about that government?
Venezuelans have become accustomed to advocacy journalism, like government-funded community radio stations. One particularly active one is Negro Primero, located in a poor Caracas neighborhood. On a recent day, the station's reporters covered a protest by people fed up with their housing. But they didn't just report, they participated. Reporter Carlos Lugo says he's not a journalist, but rather what he calls a spokesman for the community.
We're connected to the people. That's what we need to promote.
Some residents, though, say that the station is as interested about promoting the government. Consuelo Jaspe is among them.
I don't listen to that community radio. There's no impartiality. The ones there are with the regime.
It's that kind of skepticism that the journalists at Channel I are facing. Laura Guerrero watches a newscast from the control room. She's worked at big private stations for nearly 20 years. Now she's directing the news here, and she's not worried by suggestions that Channel I is pro-government.
We have a wonderful opportunity to treat information in an even-handed way and let people decide what to believe.
It sounds simple enough. But here in Venezuela, it could well be an impossible challenge. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas, Venezuela.